yesterday we began a discussion which I think is one of the most beautiful pieces of Minchas Asher I've ever seen, probably, or I've seen in a while at least. We began a discussion of the Tosfos on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We saw that Tosfos raises a very fundamental question. The Gemara on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph says that if you have black ink and you write on top of that black ink with more black ink, so the Gemara says it's not mochek, you didn't erase the lower level of ink, nor is it kosev, you didn't write with the upper level of ink, so you're not chayv on Shabbos, completely potter. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph where the Gemara tells us if you're writing a get and you wrote it shalol lishma, then it's a question, are you allowed to just write over it again, lishma? Write with black ink on top of the black ink, though shalol lishma, you write it lishma. So the Gemara says that maybe that's subject to the machlokas, or be the Rabbanon by Sefer Torah. That if you're writing a Sefer Torah and you wrote Shem Hashem, shalol lishma, so that, or the Gemara gives a very interesting example of how it is that you wrote the Shem Hashem, shalol lishma. You're up to the Shem Hashem, you're supposed to write the Shem Hashem, and you think in your mind that you're supposed to write Yehuda. For some reason you made a terrible mistake. You think you're supposed to write Yehuda. So you have intention to write Yehuda. The only thing is, you skip the Dalet. So what do you end up with? Yudkei Vavkei, which is exactly what you're supposed to have there anyway. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, what you can do about it. Rabbi Yehuda says, just take more black ink and write it over again, Lishma, and that will work. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chista says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would work for a get also. It works for a Sefer Torah, it works for a get. The Rabbanan say, no, that's no good. Eino min ha-muvchar. You can't just write over the Shem Hashem Lishma. It doesn't help you any. And therefore, says Rav Chisda, if it doesn't work for a Sefer Torah, it does not work for a get. Comes along Rav Acha, and Rav Acha says, now, even the Rabbanan would hold it works for a get. That's fine. To write black on top of black, and the second level is Lishma, that works for a get. What's the problem by a Sefer Torah? The only problem by a Sefer Torah is that it's not beautiful. It's a problem of Zakeli Va'anvehu, that you have to make a beautiful Sefer Torah, and when you write one on top of the other, it's not as beautiful. But everyone would agree, it's definitely Ksav, it's definitely called Kosev, when you write a second layer of black ink on top of a lower layer of black ink. So Fret Kosos, I don't understand. Why is it that on Daf Yud Tes, when you write black on black, it's not called Kosev for Hilchos Shabbos, it's not called Kosev, and on Daf Chaf, when you write black on black, and you do the second layer of the Shema, all of a sudden that is called Kosev. It's Kosev for a Sefer Torah, it's Kosev for a get. What changed between Daf Yud Tes and Daf Chaf? So we saw three answers to this kasha. We saw Tosos, the Ramban, and the Ramban's quote from Rabbeinu Shmuel, but let's focus on Tosos' answer. So Tosos suggests, very simple, what the difference is between Daf Yud Tes and Daf Chaf. On Daf Yud Tes, we're talking Hilchos Shabbos. And in Hilchos Shabbos, we're talking about you have black ink written, and then you write on top with more black ink. The second writing that you did is no better than the ink that was there before. Meaning, you didn't make any improvement, neither physical nor halachic. There are no improvements that you made on what was there before. What was there before was black ink. You put more black ink on, it's the same thing. So you didn't erase the bottom ink, you didn't write the top ink, it's nothing. But, on Daf Chaf, what happened was, you had black ink there that was written, Shalol Lishma, for the get, for the Sefer Torah. Then you put more black ink, and this time you did it, Lishma. So you made a significant improvement. Oh, if you're making a significant improvement in the top layer of ink, so that's something. So that's going to be called Kosev. Then, even black on black is called Kosev. So we saw that the Marsha is bothered by Akasha. If that's true, we were to accept the Yesod of Tosfos, that whenever you're making a significant improvement, the black on black is going to be called Kosev. Why is it that when Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan a Shaila, and Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Reish Lakish says, what should we do about Edim, who we want to use as Edim on a get, but who have this unfortunate experience that they don't know how to write their own names? So is it okay for us to write their names for them in red, have them write over it in black? Is that okay? So says the Marsha, if you say like Tosfos, why ask about that case? Say a bigger Chiddush, that maybe it should be okay for us to write their names in black and have them write on top of it in black. Because when I write the guy's name, that's not Eidos at all, that's nothing. When he writes his name, it's Eidos. That's a major halachic improvement. So if you hold that going from a Shem Hashem Shalol Lishma to a Shem Hashem Lishma is a significant enough halachic improvement that the upper layer of ink is now called Ksav, that's called Kosev. So when you go from me writing someone else's name where it's not Eidos at all to him writing his name where it is Eidos, that should also be called Kosev. That's a significant step up in the world of halacha. So that's the Marsha's Kasha. Why don't we call that Kosei? So to answer the Marsha's Kasha, so we saw yesterday the Marsha gives an answer. So on the bottom of the Marsha, the footnote from the Karni Reim, another answer. But and we also saw, and this is what we're going to focus on now, this fundamental Chakira, that the Nesivus in Taras Gittin gives a third answer. The Nesivus in Taras Gittin says, what's the pshat that when you write black ink on top of black ink, and the second ink is qualitatively, halachically better, it's halachically better ink, what's the pshat that we call that kosei? Is it that the top ink is the real ksiva? That's the ksiva? The ksiva is the upper layer of ink that you just added? That is your kosei? Or maybe pshat is not like that. Maybe when you add that top layer of ink, you weren't kosev. The letters were there before, so how can you call this top layer of ink kosev? No. What you did when you added that top layer of ink, lishma, is that previously you had ksav on the get. You had ksav in the Sefer Torah. You had the shem, yudkei vavkei in the Sefer Torah. But it wasn't lishma. So what did you do? When you write that top layer of ink lishma, it's ki'ilu, you sprinkle some lishma onto the lower layer of ink. Meaning, you're machshir the lower layer of ink. Which is the real ksav? The top layer or the lower layer? Maybe the real ksav is the lower layer. Elamai, it wasn't lishma before. By writing on top of it lishma, you're giving it a lishma. You're adding lishma to the ksav that's already there. But it's not that you're making a new ksav and you're being mevatel the lower ksav and we ignore the lower ksav and now it's your new ksav that's the real ksav. No, your new ksav is not the real ksav. The real ksav is the lower ksav. You were just machshir it by writing on top of it lishma. That's the vart of the Nesivus. That's what he wants to suggest. And he says, with that, we can answer the Marsha's kasha very well. Marsha wants to know, why does Reish Lakish not ask Rabbi Yochanan? Why can't I sign somebody else's name on the bottom of a get in black and have someone else sign on and have the aide sign his own name on top of it in black? Well, very positive according to this Nesivus. Why does it help by a Sefer Torah? Because all you're doing with the top ksav is you're sprinkling some lishma on the bottom ksav. You're being machshir the bottom ksav. The top ksav is just adding lishma to it. Well, if when I write somebody else's name, and then he writes his own name on top of what I wrote, so what's he doing? He's being machshir my writing his name? You can never be machshir my writing of somebody else's name. That's not edus. When I write your name on the bottom of a shtar, that's not edus. It's not just that it's a chisarin that it just needs a little sprinkle of a lishma, a little something. It's not edus. It's the wrong guy. If you want to tell me that the top ksav is the ksav, so then in a chinam you'd have a good kasha. Why can't I write in black? Have him write in black on top of it. He's making an improvement, and the top ksav is the ksav. That's the real edus. But once you say like this in the Sivas, that it's not the top ksav that's the ksav, the bottom ksav is the real ksav, so you understand very well why it's not an option to have me write in black and then him write in black on top of it. Because all it's going to be doing is making my ksav lishma. Yeah, but I can't write your name lishma. That doesn't help anything. That doesn't accomplish anything. So that's how, according to the Nesivus, this kasha doesn't get off the ground. Or put in other terms, the fact that the Marsha asked this kasha it reveals that the Marsha doesn't hold like the Nesivus. Meaning, the Marsha must hold that when you put black ink on top of black ink, which is the real ksav, the Marsha must hold that it's the top ksav that's the real ksav. When you black ink on top of black ink, and you're making an improvement, like Tosel says, you're adding the lishma, you're making an improvement. So what is that? That's the top ink that's the real ksav, not the bottom ink. And the Marsha must hold that it's the top, not the bottom. The Nesivus holds that no, it's the bottom ink that's real ksav, and the top just added a lishma element to it. So we ended yesterday by pointing out that the Nodeb Yehuda seems to say like the Nesivus, because the Nodeb Yehuda was asked how it could be that if you wrote a Sefer Torah Shalol Lishma with the Shem of Shalol Lishma, how it could be that you could just write over it in black ink. After all, when you write over it in black ink, the top ksav is the real ksav, so shouldn't the bottom ksav be a chatzitza between the klaf and the real ksav? You're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the klaf and the ksav of the Torah. So if you wrote yudkei vavkei shalol lishma, and then when you write on top of it lishma, what you're really doing is the upper layer of ink is your real ksav, well then that first layer of ksav should be a chatzitza. So Evan pointed out yesterday, min v'mino eino chotzeitz. So that's a very good hara. I didn't look up that Nodeb Yehuda. We should look up what Nodeb Yehuda must deal with that. right? Meaning, what do you mean it's a chatzitza? In general, the halacha is that when you have two like kinds, one is not a chatzitza for the other. So what do you do if you have, let's say, I think that this was in the tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak is a funny tshuva about a guy who had to put on tefillin, but he's a bal tshuva, and on the makom tefillin he had a tattoo of a very inappropriate picture, a scantily clad woman. So he wanted to know, is it an erva? Can you make a bracha in front of it? But stam, you're going to put tefillin on something like that? So Minchas Yitzchak said, until you have time to get it removed, you're allowed to get it removed. But until you have time to get it, we discussed this in the tattoo shiur, right? Until you have time to get it removed, he said, put a piece of leather over it. Put a piece of leather. What do you mean put a piece of leather over? Can I put tefillin on over my sleeve? It's chatzitza. So why are you allowed to put a piece of leather over? Because min b'mino ain't a chotzitz. When two like kinds, it's not going to be a chatzitza. So since it's the same min as the tefillin, so it's not going to be a chatzitza. And we always say this, min b'mino ain't a chotzitz. You're not going to have a chatzitza when you have two like kinds. So I'm not sure why, meaning I didn't get a chance to look in that Nod B'Yehuda. They have it right behind us. Might as well look now. They have it right behind me. You don't see it? So I'm not sure why the Nod B'Yehuda doesn't just answer, well, min b'mino ein chotzitz, like Evan said yesterday. But what the Nod B'Yehuda does answer is that, again, what's the kasha? Why isn't the bottom ksav chatzitza between the top ksav, which is the real ksav, and the cloth? Nod B'Yehuda says because the bottom ksav is the real ksav. It's not that the top ksav is the real ksav. When you add the top ksav l'shma, you're being machshir the bottom ksav. But the bottom ksav is really the real ksav. So that's why it's not going to be a chatzitza. Let's see how long a tshuva it is. We could scan it quickly. No, it's like 10 pages. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to get to it right now. Okay, for homework, we'll have to take a look and see about min b'mino. Yeah.
I don't understand. How could you say that Masha holds at the top ksav is the main one? If you ask the question, that seems to be implying that you're being machshir.
No, he asks a kasha that would have a simple teretz if you held that you're just being makshir the bottom ksav. The fact that he doesn't give that teretz, what does the Marsha say instead? No, it must be we're assuming that when Rish Lakish asked that kasha, he's assuming like Rav Chista's understanding of the Rabbanon, which is not what Tosos is assuming like when he gives this pshat, and he gives this whole, you know, this whole ukimta, if there's a simple answer, right? If he really held that the top ksav was not the real ksav, and it's just being makshir the bottom ksav, then he wouldn't have asked the kasha in the first place, or he would have had a much simpler answer than making a strange ukimta in order to answer his question. So that's how it breaks down. And it turns out that it's a machlokas between the Marsha on the one hand, and Rav Asher points out, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says like the Marsha, and on the other hand, the Nodav Yehuda and the Torah's Gittin. He says, and the truth is, if you look around in Rishonim, you can find in Rishonim rayas for each shita. I mean, you can find that there are Rishonim on either side of this machlokas. The Mordechai, Simon Shindal and Mem, writes that if you have, remember we saw Mordechai last week about wet letters, but the Mordechai says, what if you write Alidei Chak Tochos? What does it mean, Chak Tochos? So I think we've discussed this also. It could be a major problem in writing stan. How do you write a letter ches in a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah? How do they write the letter ches? So they make two letters, either a vav and a zayin, and they connect it with a bridge on the top, or a zayin and a zayin, depending on which minhag of ksiva you're using, whether you're writing ksav ari or ksav beis Yosef, and they just connect it with a bridge on the top. Let's say you're supposed to have a vav and a zayin next to each other, and you accidentally had them connected on the top to make a ches. So one simple solution would be just cross out the bridge, cut out, scrape off the bridge. That's a psul called chak tochos, that the kashrus of the letter has to come from writing the letter, not from erasing something around the letter, which would then leave, and we'll see more about chak tochos and daf chaf mirz Hashem, but that's the idea of chak tochos. So the Mordechai says, let's say you have osios that are written with chak tochos. Natal gago shel ches vaso shtei zayinim. The gag of the ches was removed, and now it's left as two zayins. Now, can you just be mavril of kulmus? The psul is that it wasn't written properly. It was written with chak tochos. Can you just take ink and write over it? Would that work if you take ink and just write over it again the second time? So says the Mordechai, Di mawil ala osa nichtav shalo l'shma l'shav yu ki l'shma mikol makam l'shav yu os lo yo'il. So what is he saying? You know, if you wrote a Shem Hashem shalo l'shma, so write over in more black ink l'shma, that will work. But if you, the psul was chak tochos, that you never made an os over here, so to write on top of it is not going to make it an os. Why not? Doesn't explain. Just says it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? According to the Nesivis, according to the Torah's Gittin, it works out very well. Why it doesn't work? Because according to the Nesivis, when you write that second layer of black ink, what are you doing? You're just being machshir, the bottom ksav. You're just making the bottom ksav. Bottom ksav is ksav. It's just missing something. It's missing lishma. So you're sprinkling a little lishma onto the bottom ksav. But if the bottom ksav is not just missing a little lishma, it's not ksav. It's chak tochos. You were never kosev on the bottom. It was never ksav in the first place. So by sprinkling a little dust on the top, by sprinkling a little lishma on the top, that doesn't help you any. If you hold it that the top ksav is the real ksav, that when you kosev al gabi ksav dio, gabi dio, that's the real ksav. So then I understand, then it should work over here also. I mean, if you held like the Marsha, that the top ksav is the real ksav, so then if you had chak tochos, and then you write more ink on top of that, okay, that should work, because it's a top ksav, it's your real ksav. But if you hold like the Torah's Gittin, you hold like the Nesivis, so you understand very well that it's not going to work. So the Shitas of Mordechai seems to line up very nicely with the Nesivis. On the other hand, Shumas Hadeshen deals with the following situation. You open up your Bible. I had this once. After my uncle passed away, my cousin, Natanel, some of you may know, my cousin got his father's, my uncle's main pair of tefillin, but my uncle used to keep a second pair of tefillin in his office. An old, tiny, it wasn't so tiny, but an old pair of tefillin in his office. I don't know who it was from, where he ever got it, because it was really old. And my uncle wasn't that, you know, he died pretty young, so I don't know. It was a very, very old pair of tefillin. So I got that pair of tefillin and I went to get it checked. So the sofer says it's still kosher for now. So I said, what do you mean for now it's still kosher? He says the osios are fading. So they're not faded to the point where it's possible. So you could still make a bracha on it, but I don't know for how much longer you're going to be able to make a bracha on it because the osios are fading. So what if you have a set of tefillin like that where some of the osios are fading? So what do you want to do? You want to just blacken them in. Write over it. I mean, take more ink and write, fill it in. They're kosher right now, so you'll fill it in that way. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, that's okay because the bottom ksav is perfectly kosher. It's still Rishum HaNikar, as long as you could still recognize it, as long as you could still see it. The ksav elyon is not mechadesh any hechsher. It's not adding anything. And Mela, it's not. So what would be the issue anyway? What would be the problem? Let's say something was erased in my tefillin. Can I just fill in the word that's erased in tefillin? So this is a very important halacha. You need to recognize. By tefillin, there's a halacha that you can't write a shalok kesidron. The sofer has to write the tefillin in order. You can't write it out of order. So if you have something erased in your tefillin, where the letter's gone, you're not allowed to fill it in. The tefillin is pasul. There's no way to be machshir. Unless you erase everything from there on and write, you know, Kesidron. So when you have osios that are, they're still recognizable, but they're fading, and you fill them in, and you write more, ksav al gabi ksav, says the Trumas Hadeshen, no problem. It's not shalok Kesidron. It's fine. It works just fine. Now why? Let's think about this. What you see from there is that if the ksav ha'elyon actually was fixing the bottom ksav, that if the bottom ksav was really a problem and the ksav elyon was fixing the bottom ksav, then that would be a ksiva shalok kesidron. Why would it be a ksiva shalok kesidron? Because what counts as the real ksav? The top layer counts as real ksav. If all you were doing when you filled ksav al gabi ksav was being machshir, the bottom layer, that the bottom layer was, it was ksav once, it's just, missing something, some level of hechsher. So when you add the top layer of ksav, what are you doing? If you're being machshir the bottom layer of ksav, so then it's still kesidron, it's fine. The bottom layer of ksav was written kesidron. But if you hold that when you write Ksav al Gavi Ksav, you're not being machshir the bottom layer of Ksav. What are you doing? You're adding a new layer, and the new layer is the real Ksav. Then you have a problem of Shaloka Sidron. So Chumash Sadeshan sounds like he holds that, like the Marsha, that the Ksav Elyon is the real Ksav. So we have these two schools of thought. Now, without going into the entire analysis that leads Rav Asher to this point, Rav Asher says there's a third potential school of thought, and it's what he believes is the correct one. So far we had two. We had one idea that the Ksav Elyon is the real Ksav, and it's Ki'ilu, you erased the bottom Ksav, and you only have the top Ksav here, when you're being Masakin, when you're adding something. And then we have the idea of the Torah's Gittin, that no, you're not erasing the bottom Ksav, Adrabah, the top Ksav means nothing. All it's doing is it's being Machshir, the bottom Ksav, but it's the bottom Ksav that really works. If you turn to page Kuf Yod Aleph, Rav Asher suggests a third approach. On the left-hand column, paragraph begins Umishum Kolze. Umishum Kolze nira derech chadasha bibir davrze, v'hu kederech mumutzas ben darkei achronim anal. He says, I think I have a compromise approach. V'yisoda davar, d'be'emes havi ksav elyon ksav. Really, the upper ksav is ksav. D'kivan sheyesh bo tikun v'hosafa l'ksav atachton sholo nichtav v'lashma nechshav hu l'ksav. Since the bottom ksav wasn't kosher, and you wrote on top of it, and now you did the top one l'shma, the top one is ksav. Ach, eino kimochek es hatachton klal. But unlike the Marsha, who believes that the ksav elyon is ksav, and it therefore erases the bottom ksav, no, it doesn't erase the bottom ksav. Kvar nesbar leil d'chashivas elyon mishum tikun shabo, eino si baklal shehatachton kenimchak. He says, think about it logically. Just because the top ksav is chashuv, that should take away the koach of the bottom ksav. Meaning, if you have two things and one of them is stronger than the other, does that necessarily mean that the one that's less strong doesn't exist? Mochek means to erase it, that it's not even ksiva at all. So just because the top ksav is not just ksiva, but it's lashma, that means the bottom ksav is no longer ksiva. It's been erased. When the top ksav is not lishma, it's the same as the bottom ksav, so then the bottom ksav is still there. What, because the top ksav is lishma, that means the bottom ksav is erased? Why should that be? So that's not what's going on over here. It's not that the bottom ksav is not there anymore, nor is it that the top ksav is just being machshir, the bottom ksav. No, top ksav is ksav, and the bottom ksav is ksav. V'nimtza sheged zeh, v'sefer Torah zeh, Nasa al yidei shtei ksavim. Everyone, all the achronim are working. Which is the real ksav? Marsha says it's got to be the top ksav that's real ksav, and the Nesiva says it's got to be the bottom one that's real ksav. Says Rav Asher, it's a tag team. They're both the real ksav. Ha'elyon ve'atachton sheshneim kayamim ve'inachon mevatel chavero. Together they make up the ksav of the get and the sefer Torah. He says, now we understand very well everything. All of the issues in our sugya fall away once you have this. The ksav elyon could be mashlim, can be machshir when the ksav tachton is missing a detail. What's a detail? When the ksav tachton is real ksav, but it's missing lishma. Lishma is a detail. So what's the din in lishma? Is the din in lishma that every ounce of ksav has to be lishma? Or is the din in lishma in that the ksav in general needs to have a sense of lishma infused into it? But not that every ounce of the ksav has to be lishma. Because lishma is just a detail, it's not fundamental to the ksav itself. It's an ingredient that the ksav needs. So when you have the bottom ksav, it doesn't have lishma. The top ksav does have lishma. Good, so the ingredient's there. Meaning, what's the ksav of this get, the ksav of this sefer Torah? Both of them together is the ksav. The top layer has lishma? Good, you included that ingredient. That's great. But when the chisaron is not an ingredient, when I write your name on the bottom of a get, on the bottom of a shtar, what's the chisaron? Such a stam. Oh, we're missing an ingredient. We're missing a lishma. Otherwise, it's a perfectly good aid. It's a perfectly good signature. Now, the whole thing is meaningless. It's like a scribble. Me writing your name, what does that help? That's not eidos. When there's something missing that's so fundamental, that's so basic, and then you're going to try to use that as part of the ksav, of the get, that can't work. Even though you have an upper layer of ksav that you do have your signature on it with the upper layer. You wrote the upper layer. But I wrote the bottom layer, and they're working together. They're working in concert with each other. How can you have my ksav of your name work for anything? It shouldn't be able to accomplish anything. Because as we said, the ksav of the get, the ksav of the Sefer Torah, is morkav mishtei ksivos. It's a hybrid of the two ksivos. So lishma, you could sprinkle in on the top. But when the Sofer writes the Edom's name, that the top ksav is not going to help to make it kosher, that it's going to work. And that answers Marsha's kasha. Why is the Reish Lakish asked? Why can't I just write your name in black and then you'll write your name in black on top of it? It works with the Shema by Sefer Torah. Yeah, it works with the Shema by Sefer Torah because the Shema is a detail. So when you have a bottom ksav and a top ksav joining together to make up the ksav of the Torah, only one of them needs to be the Shema. You have that detail. It's in there. It's an ingredient in the mix. That's fine. But having the right person sign his name is not just a detail. That's fundamental to what the ksav is. And if this ksav is made up of what I wrote and what you wrote, and what I wrote is a zero, because I wrote your name, well then it's not going to help any. And says Rav Asher, seven nafkaminas. Once we have this approach, seven nafkaminas to this approach, seven applications of this approach. Let's take one by one. What do we say from the Mordechai? Chak tochos. That if you have a ches and you scrape off the bridge on the top of the ches and you're left with two zayins, you can't just be mavir kulmus. You can't just write over the zayins again. Why? You could be mavir to make a lishma because lishma is an ingredient. But when it was chak tochos, you didn't have a ksiva of letters at all. So the bottom ksav, which is a zero, can't combine with the top ksav to make a proper ksiva. When there's no din of ksiva on the bottom ksav, the ksav elyon is not going to help combine with the ksav tachton. Meaning what you have is, when you write a ksav elyon on top of a chak tochos, you now have 50% ksav. And that's not good enough. Because it's supposed to be a combination between the bottom and the top. Another nafkamina. What if you have a get or a sefer Torah? You know a guy who's a phenomenal artist, and he writes beautifully. You show him the exact surah of the letters, and he's able to duplicate it perfectly, better than any Jewish sofer you know. So you ask him to write a sefer Torah for you. Okay, it's a little weird, but you ask a guy to write a sefer Torah for you, and your plan is he'll write the letters, he'll form them perfectly, and then you'll be mavir lav kulmus. You'll write over it with ink. No? So does that work? Says the Padami Iros in the Tshuva, absolutely possible. No way. Why? If you hold like the Marsha that the top ksav is the real ksav, you're making an improvement and the top ksav is the real ksav, it should be kosher. Now, if you hold like the Nesivis, obviously it's going to be possible because the bottom ksav is the real ksav. And all you're doing is you're sprinkling in a little lishma or something. But that doesn't help when the bottom ksav was written by a guy. But even if you say like Rav Asher, if the ksiva of the guy is pasul, having a little bit of that ksav, having it split 50-50 between pasul ksav and kasher ksav, is not going to help. As opposed to if a Jew wrote Shalom Lishma and then he adds the Tanai of Lishma on the top ksav, that would help. Because that's just a Tanai, it's not something fundamental. It says Rav Asher, I saw later that Chaznish says exactly this. Chaznish Nevnezer Sim Rukuf Mem Zayin on Daf Yutas Amralf, this is the exact Lashon of the Chaznish. Did Dafka B'Shalom Lishma Mahani Zed La'achar Sha'aviru Kulmus Nasa Ksav Arishon V'Sheini Ksav Echad Umu'urav bo gam koach lishma. You hear the lashon? What happens when you marvel the kulmus? Nase ksav rishon v'sheni ksav echad. So what is that? That the top ksav is real or that the bottom ksav is real? Well, it's neither. It's that together they make up a ksav. They join together. Umu'urav bo, and in that tyroves of bottom ksav and top ksav, you have lishma. Where? In the top ksav. But it's mu'urav in the combination of the two. And when it comes to lishma, says the chaznish, she'enu ela b'machsheves halev, which is not fundamental to the ksiva itself, it's just an extra ingredient. Sagi b'yeshma mikzas ksiva so lishma. So you could have 50% of the ksav be lishma, that's good enough too. We're not even worried about the fact that the bottom ksav is shalol lishma. Aval ru'uvein ochos emeduso. Sarich hasimaso hu kulo. V'shimon shechasam shem ru'uvein lav edus hu. But when I write your name, I did nothing. V'efshar sheksav shimon yisham ish chasima l'ru'uvein. And my writing your name can't participate at all in making up a proper ksav for your name. Good, so far two basic nafkaminas, chak tochos and ksav of Yisrael on top of ksav of a guy. Skip out a little bit in oshei, another nafkamina. Primagadim talks about the opposite case of our Gemara. On Daf Chav, we spoke about, you wrote the Shem Hashem Shalol Lishma, so you want to fix it, so you write it Lishma. What if you did the opposite? What if it was written Lishma, and someone sees that it's, the letters are going to get faded after a while, so he just fills it in, but he's not doing it Lishma, he's just stam, filling in whatever letters he sees, a guy who just likes filling in letters, but is having no Kavanah Lishma whatsoever. Will that ruin it? Meaning, when you sign Lishma on top, that makes it okay. Why does that make it okay? Because it's a tikkun. What's it a tikkun of? So, we have the Marsha, that it's the Ksav Elyon is what really counts. You have the Nesivus, the Ksav Tachlan, it's just being Makshir, the Ksav Tachlan. If you hold that the Ksav Elyon, so what happens if you do the reverse? You wrote Lishma, Hever Lov Kul Moshalo Lishma. So maybe this should be Tali in the Machloka, says the Prima Gadim, Tali in the Machloka should be done in the Rabbana. If you hold that writing Lishma on top of Shalol Lishma is good, so when you write Shalol Lishma on top of Lishma, it's no good. If you hold when you write Lishma on top of Shalol Lishma, it's no good, because you didn't solve the Shalol Lishma problem. When you write Shalol Lishma on top of Lishma, it should be good, because you didn't ruin the Lishma that was there before. But L'chora, the Prima Gadim is totally off base. Because what's the Vart? Why is it that, what did Tosos say? Why is it that when I write Shalol Lishma on top of, when I write Lishma on top of Shalol Lishma, why is it good? Why does it work? What did Tosos say? Because I'm being misakein. I'm upgrade. Normally black on black is a zero. It does nothing. It's the pater in Hilchos Shabbos. Why does it work when I do Lishma on top of Shalol Lishma? Because I'm elevating it. That was the whole idea of Tosos, right? So now translate that over to this case. If I'm writing Shalol Lishma on top of a ksav that was written Lishma, is that an improvement? I'm not being misak in anything. And therefore, Lishita Satosos, it should revert right back to what? To not being ksav at all. Just like in Hilchos Shabbos. Diol Gabi Diol, Pater. The only reason Diol Gabi Diol ever works by Sefer Torah, by Get, is because the top layer is Lishma. So that makes it better. You're Misake and you upgraded. But when I went from a bottom ksav of Lishma to a top ksav of Shalol Lishma, I didn't upgrade. And therefore it should be, for sure, not anything. Should not, the top ksav shouldn't count. First ksav was Lishma, it should be totally fine. And that's true whether you hold like the Marsha or whether you hold like the Nesivus. How so? If you hold like the Marsha, so what did we say? Which is the real Ksav if you hold like the Marsha? The top Ksav. But what makes the top Ksav real? Because it was an improvement. And over here it wasn't an improvement. And Mela, the top Ksav isn't real. And if you hold like the Nesivus, what did the top Ksav accomplish? It was Machshir, the bottom Ksav. Over here, you don't need the top ksav to be makshir the bottom ksav. The bottom ksav is good anyway, without the top ksav. So for sure the bottom seven would be fine, according to either one of them. In a case where you're mavir shelo lishma on top of a lishma, both according to the Masha and according to the Sivs, should be fine. Should be no problem. According to Rav Asher, though, how does it work when you assign on top of the other one, one on top of the other? It's not that the top one is the Iker, it's not that the bottom one is the Iker. What is it? It's a tag team. They join together and they make up a single ksav. You didn't erase anything, was it? Together they make up a ksav. So maybe, if together they're making up a ksav and half of it is shalol l'shma, maybe you have a problem. Maybe the ability to write over shalol l'shma on top of l'shma, maybe that should ruin it. But the truth is, even Rav Asher would only say that it's a tag team when the top ksav is improving on the bottom ksav. If the top ksav isn't making any sort of improvement on the bottom ksav, you wouldn't even get to that point of saying that it's a tag team. You would just say the top ksav is a zero, like we say in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's not so poshut that that would be enough kamina. What about the following? Great example. This mamish crystallizes it. You wrote Shem Hashem Shalol Lishma. Then you wrote over it Lishma. Right? So where are we now? According to the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Gemara, Kasher, right? You wrote over it Lishma, it's Kasher. Then, after some time, the top layer of ink gets scraped off. Fades, gets scraped off, is gone. You're only left with the bottom layer of ink now. Does it go back to being puzzle? Sanu, what do you say? So if you say like the Marsha, that the whole reason when you write Lishma on top of Shalol Lishma, the whole reason it's kosher is because what's the real ksav? The top layer. Well, the top layer is gone. Your real ksav is gone. You have nothing. If you say like the Nesivis, that the top layer just threw a lishma into the bayi, it was pixie dust that added lishma, lahavdil, that added lishma into the bottom layer. So then it should be good. Top layer did its job. Now it can go away. We don't need you anymore. You threw your lishma into the bottom layer, and you were machshir the bottom layer. Then it would be good. What if it's the combination of the two of them? Why should it be no good? So if you hold that the top layer didn't affect the bottom layer, it didn't put lishma in the bottom layer. It worked in the top layer and the bottom layer are both ksav, they're working together, and one of them has lishma. Which one is that? The top layer. Well, then when the top layer goes away, now it doesn't have lishma. It's perfect enough kamina. You work it out. What if, not enough kamina, what if the top layer is eino miskayim? You use really good solid ink for the bottom layer, and it was shalol lishma. Then you mavir lav kulmus lishma, but with ink that's not miskayim. So what would you tighten it? Maybe. One second. If you hold that the ksav elyon is the real ksav like the marsha, so pashut that it has to be miskayim, it's no good. What? Oh, the nesivus l'chora should work. One second. Let's take Rav Asher's. One second. The nesivus for sure should work. Why? Because all the top layer has to do is be machshir, just throw a little lishma into the bottom layer. And therefore, it doesn't have to be ksav. It just has to put lishma into the bottom layer. So it's not dioso, it's not ksav. According to Rav Asher, they're both ksav, and the top layer has the ingredient of lishma. The bottom layer is ksav without lishma. And together they work. So you want a taina what? You want a taina that if the top layer is eino miskayim, no, but while it's still there, it's eino miskayim, it's not going to last. It's a psul in the ink, though. The ink is a kind of ink that's in a miskayin. Why not good? But the bottom ink is miskayin. But the top ink is lishma. Oh, so what does it come down to? What did Rav Asher say? That when you have a tag team, when you have the bottom ink and the top ink working together, right? And each one is a ksav. How can they be mashlim each other? They can be mashlim each other when each one is missing a detail. It's missing a halacha. If one of them is not a ksav, because it's fundamental to the ksav, it's missing something fundamental, something basic, like it was written by someone whose name isn't there, it was written by the wrong guy. Something like that, that's a non-starter, that's no good. But if they're both ksav, it's just each one is missing a detail, so then they can be mashlim each other. So if the bottom ksav is ksav, it's just missing the detail. What details are missing? Lishma. So what did you do? Don't worry. The other 50% is done lishma. It doesn't all have to be lishma. It just needs to be partially lishma. And the top ksav, it's real ksav. But what's it missing? The yom iskayin. It's just not the yom iskayin. That's a detail. It doesn't have ink that actually lasts. But don't worry. The bottom ink has that. The bottom layer has that. It could be mashlim that. That's if you hold that the yom iskayin is a detail. But if you hold lack of Dior Miskayim is fundamental to the definition of Ksav, then it won't be able to be mashlim each other. Right? And lack of Dior Miskayim and any part of it is no good. This may be Talui in the Chakir we had last week of what's the din in Dior Miskayim. Is that a din in the quality of ink that's necessary? Is it a din in the Maisa Ksiva? Is it a din in the Chefza shall get? So if it's a din in the Chefza shall get, so that's a detail. It's a detail of the Lacha in Gittin that needs to be Miskayin. But if you hold it's a din in the Maisa Ksiva, that's not called Kosev. It's like going like this in the air. That's not Kosev. I mean, there's nothing there. So lack of the Miskayin is simply not Ksav. So then it would turn out that it can't be mashlim. The two can't be mashlim each other. So that's nafkamina number 5. What about the following? Let's say you have a shtar. I owe you $100. And we write a shtar. You don't trust me to pay you back. You want a shtar. Good, so we write a shtar that says I owe you $100. Then you feel bad for me. You don't want me to have to pay you the money back. You're mochel the shtar. You're mochel the shibur in the shtar. I'm like, great, can I borrow another $100? And you lend me another $100. But you want a shtar this time. Right? You were mocha the last one, you want a shtar. Can you use the same one? Same shtar? Shtar shenimchal shibudo. It's already been nimchal. Right? You already were mocha that shtar. The shibud in that shtar. Can you use it again? So the halach is you can't. What if your mavir love kulmus? L'shem the new halva'a. You write over in ink, l'shem, a second halva'a. Ktsos raises this suffix, and he says, doesn't work. It only works if the ksav on the bottom were chaser, and the ksav elyon were mashlim and were masakin it. So because of the tikkun that the second ksav adds, that makes it a real ksav. But a shtar shenimchal, there was nothing wrong with the bottom ksav. There was nothing chaser in the bottom ksav. It was a great shtar up until the moment you were mochel. What did the mechila change? The mechila didn't change the writing. The mechila just changed the shibud. So, since biyasodo, it's a kosher shtar, and all you did was you wrote on top of a kasher shtar, that's not going to be enough of a tikkun for it to be a valid ksav. Now, let's plug it in. If you say like the nesivas, that the upper ksav is machshir the bottom ksav. So over here, can you do that? Can you have the upper ksav be machshir, the bottom ksav? So what would you tell him? You wrote on top of a ksav that was perfectly good, it just had nimchal shibuda. Yeah, so over here, it's not that it's missing a lishma, it's that you need a new shtar. You need a new ksav, you need a new shtar. Being machshir at the bottom shtar, that's no good. The bottom shtar, there's nimchal shibuda already. You can't be machshir at the bottom shtar. But if you hold that the ksav elyon is the real ksav, and whenever it's adding something and it's doing something that the bottom ksav couldn't do, like actually make me pay you $100, and the ksav elyon becomes the real ksav, said maybe this should work. Because yeah, it's nimchal shibuda. Maybe this should really work though, because now it could do something new that it couldn't do before, and when that happens, the top ksav is what really works. And if you hold like Rav Asher, then it's a tag team. The bottom and the top combined, so then you have to figure out, is this fundamental to the shtar or is it just a detail? I would think Pashas is fundamental. Alright, but we'll leave it at there for today. Our time is up, and tomorrow we'll do more labor dick topics. Yeah. It's a detail in the it's an ingredient. Writing the name of the aid? Yeah, Inochinami, that's a zero. That's not a detail, that's a zero. Yeah. So what that was the point. Meaning if Marsha's kasha was, why not just have the sofer write the name of the aid in black and have the aid right on top of it? Right? Because he's being misaken. So he said, no, you can only do that on a detail. The answer to Marsha's kasha is you can only do that on a detail. You can't do that on something that's a fundamental problem. When it's missing a lishma, so ksav elyon could add a lishma to the mix. But it's not just missing lishma over here. It's the wrong guy. It's the wrong name.